Welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from the year 2000 and before. Today we're here with Gypsy.
Hello.
Angus.
Hello.
Jeanette.
Hi.
Lisa.
Hey.
And Alex.
Hey.
And today we're watching Doctor Who again. So,
because it's November.
Yeah, and so last time we watched Unearthly Child, didn't we, yeah. Alex? So what are we watching this time, Jeanette?
The Tomb of the Cybermen.
The Tomb of the Cybermen.
Yes, and second Doctor.
And that's the second Doctor.
So we're doing a different Doctor each year.
So by 2025, we'll caught up with all the old Who stuff. And in 2026, it will have been 20 years since
New Who.
So we could technically do that, I guess.
Yes, that's right. I was thinking about that.
So there's something to look forward to.
Yeah. Question. Do we or do we not skip the eighth Doctor?
What we could do is actually listen to one of the wireless.
Again. Just because his only appearance on TV was a TV movie that was not popular.
No.
It
was...
Oh, him!
That was
I liked him. He was cool. Yeah.
He's good, but the film wasn't.
It was the ending scene where they filmed him.
Yes.
His regeneration.
That wasn't an ending scene. That was a completely separate bit.
It was so good. And you can see how good he would have been as the Doctor had he had a decent script to work off.
So I had a really bad start to Doctor Who, just like I had a bad start to Star Wars when I was a child, because my parents watched it when they were kids. And the TV movie was on TV or something, and they're like, oh, Doctor Who, we're going to introduce you to Doctor Who, you'll really like this. And we all sat down as a family and we watched the whole thing. And, yeah, I just remember my parents going, well, that was awful.
Which one was that? Was that the movie?
It was the movie. Yeah. That was it. We never did anything Doctor Who again. The Cushing movie was on when I was on maternity leave. I was like home one day in the middle of the day and...
Dalek Invasion.
There were two.
Yeah, yes, there were two.
Oh, there were two?
So one was Cybermen and one was...
Wolf.
Donna's grandfather was in it as well. Very psychedelic and surreal.
They had multicoloured Daleks in there too, didn't they?
Yes.
Because I guess it was made when the TV was still black and white, and so they wanted to be, like, let's be garish in the colours of the Daleks to distinguish.
And they could put it in magazines and things, I guess.
Yeah.
So what is Tomb of the Cybermen, Jeanette? What are Cybermen?
Well, they've already met them on the 10th planet.
The 10th planet was the last episode of the first Doctor.
Also, there was another one, the moon base.
Moon base.
Which is purely a recreation now because the original was lost in Thailand.
Mm. I thought this was the first time the Cybermen pop up, but it's not the first time. So it's not the first time the Doctor's been exposed to them, but it's the first time his psychics have.
Really good introduction.
In the episode of the moon base, it was Jamie and the second Doctor and basically the Cybermen land on the moon and they repel the Cybermen invade takeover of this moon base. But the Cyber leader escapes and returns in Tomb of the Cybermen. So this Cyber leader, I think, is a frozen or something initially, and he's a returning character and recognises the Doctor and Jamie from their previous confrontation.
I feel like that tends to happen a bit in the new Doctor episodes too, isn't it?
Like
a Dalek, one Dalek escapes and then makes more Daleks. And
That'll explain a lot of the dialogue, actually.
I just realised it was either that or they had already met the Doctor and Jamie from an earlier point in time as well and recognise them and they're like, oh, that hasn't happened yet.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. Or maybe it's, you know, it was a bit of a River Song thing happening where it hadn't quite happened yet. Or the Doctor had met the Cybermen before, but it wasn't in an episode we'd seen.
The Doctor had met the Cybermen before, but the Cyber leader, I think, met the Doctor at a different point in time. And I think they only ever showed that in the comic books, which was with the sixth Doctor, Jamie, and an old Doctor Who planet called Martinus that had a big arc surrounding it in the era of the first Doctor. And in the comic book, Martinus became the first planet that the Cybermen settled because it had an acidic ocean or something. Some people were trying to make the planet habitable, so they sped up the cycle of the planet so that it would stabilize quicker using some time technology or something. And so the Cybermen developed all their cybernetics to combat that, and that planet Martinus got caught in the solar system's pull or something and became the second Earth, which but appeared he in the 10th planet.
One who doesn't talk much.
Sometimes I'm just able to waffle. It's brilliant.
That was a great waffle.
Yeah, I know. But did you breathe? Welcome to the show, Angus.
In the 10th planet, of course, Mondas is a mirror of Earth. It's exactly the same size. Yeah. It's the idea that there's a second Earth beyond the sun.
Like Russell's teapot, but a planet.
Yes. Russell's teapot
has a planet. They turn the planet upside down for the footage. So it's an upside down Earth. That's why they're slightly confused initially.
Oh, just paper. Is that really Australia? It's upside down. We can't tell. Just get sent off into deep space, and to survive, they have to replace their body parts with metal and stop themselves from going mad. They lose all their emotions.
Isn't that in a new Doctor episode as well?
Loosely. Yes. They changed it a bit.
Ship.
No, no, like they have the one where they go to the very end of the universe and they turn into like little spinny robot heads or something.
That's a very dead different.
Is that a Doctor Who episode from the...
David Tennant.
That's a master episode.
Spinny head.
David Tennant.
Yeah.
So what is the plot of Tomb of the Cybermen?
Yeah, I'm going back. They meet up with a team of archaeologists. See, this is why the Doctor doesn't like archaeologists.
On the planet Telos.
The reason.
Yeah. They're looking to dig up the Cybermen tomb. And, of course, the Cybermen aren't really dead. They're just...
They're hibernating.
the whole thing's a trap.
Yes.
Probably should point out at this point that there are spoilers in this opening.
If you want to go ahead and watch Tomb of the Cybermen, then listen to us rant.
It's usually like a 6 month, 1 year kind of, you know,
spoilers.
And so I think 50 years is probably.
Say that on Friday when everyone spoils The Mandalorian.
Yeah, but that's not 1 year old or 6 months old.
That's a week.
That's 2 days or something.
A year's fair.
Yeah.
It's like spoiling a Dickens novel. It can't be done. So I guess we'll go and watch this fresh from 1967.
Because he canonically says that he's like thousands of years old in New Who, but he's only 500 years old in this episode.
Okay. Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Yeah.
Don't question it, mate.
That is a good point that no one has pointed out as well about this series is that apparently the shortest story arc is 4 episodes and most of them sit at about six. So if you do decide to go back and watch any of Old Who, make sure you bring popcorn and don't play it too loud.
Because he'll be still staying up like...
I want to kill myself after listening to the Cybermen. And all their electronic noises and shit.
I wrote it down. It's basically an electronic frog trying to play a jaw harp.
That is a weirdly accurate way of describing that, actually. Yeah.
It sounded like Crazy Frog mixed with Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Actually, Daft Punk is good.
I'm looking forward to comparing the similarities between 1960s Cybermen and, you know, modern Cybermen. That will they do that? You will be assimilated and all of that.
That's quite an evolution.
I always think that they look like people in clown suits, maybe with a jaw harp.
Yeah. They look like they're about to rob a bank.
Yeah. And they're wearing a piano accordion on their chest.
Yes. The Cybermen episodes with Bill, that was supposed to be the old school.
They were the original Cybermen from the 10th planet.
Yeah, the Mondas in
70s. From the 10th planet.
So these are the next evolution off of that.
Oh,
so straight
this
in the
is
moon
more
base.
Modernized
the
than...
second episode of Cybermen, they already changed them from the original Mondasian set. They'd already left that design in the past.
And they were modeled on clown suits, even. They've got the little tear next to the eye.
Which the modern ones
they've
do
always
too.
Had that.
Yeah. They've got the little tear.
Yeah. Okay, so fresh from 1967, Doctor Who and the Cybermen.